Hello, welcome back to this next episode of Right Eye Radio. My name is Sailor Cooper, and today we have a guest on the show out of San Antonio. He's a voiceover artist. His name is J.D. Gonzalez, and we'll be talking about what it's like to be a voiceover artist on Right Eye Radio. Thanks for agreeing to be on the show, J.D. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, my first question is, what desired you to pursue a career in voiceover work?
I guess back in the day, I'd say I was in broadcasting and did radio for about 13 years full time. And one thing I noticed is that, in radio, commercial spots are just kind of a house chore. You get a box of POs, you have a bunch of PO production orders at the end of the day, and you're supposed to knock them out, and it's just everybody's responsibility. And after a while, I started knocking out all these commercial spots. I had a lot of clients coming back to me saying, hey, we only want his voice, or they'd come back to the sales rep and say, hey, I only want his voice, I don't want anybody else. So over time, I kind of figured I could probably make some money doing this voiceover thing. So I got out of radio about back in 2012, 2013, and I decided to start voicing somewhat part-time. I was still DJing, nightclubs, doing stuff like that, but just kind of voicing part-time, and I recently decided to go full-time and make the jump.
Oh, so you voice commercials, and before the voiceover, you were a DJ on the radio and also at nightclubs?
Yeah, I had my own, I started out when I was probably about 18, 19 years old. I was in radio, started here in San Antonio, and kind of moved around wherever the job was. I kind of moved to Alabama. I lived there, lived in El Paso, San Antonio, Corpus Christi. I've kind of ping-ponged around a bit. I did broadcasting, and with the broadcasting came the nightclub and doing nightclubs on the weekends and stuff like that. But eventually, I just kind of started veering and going more towards voiceover as time progressed.
Oh, great, great, wonderful! You sound like you've been all over the place, and you've had a great career so far. Now, what are some major companies you have produced voiceover work for?
Voiceover work itself. Recently, I did something for Six Flags, so that was kind of cool. They had a roller coaster that they had opened up called CoasterCon 38. I want to say it's somewhere up north. I'm not sure exactly which Six Flags it was, but I recently had got an order from them, and it was pretty cool because I got to do all the. They basically, throughout the whole Six Flags park, they were playing it over the whole park. So it was basically like the radio station for Six Flags, and it was called CoasterCon 38. And it was pretty neat, man. So it was one of my more recent, probably one of my bigger clients. But I voiced here and there, just mainly a lot of little private gigs or whatnot. Believe it or not, the private gigs keep you very, very, very busy, so...
Yeah. Good thing you voiced for Six Flags, because that's one of the big parks in San Antonio. A lot of people like to go there and have fun and ride the rides. I mean, I certainly love Six Flags. I love roller coasters. I even enjoy the rides at Disneyland in California.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, to kind of think that, if I was just a person going to the park and I hear that over the loudspeakers all over the park, I thought, man, that's pretty cool, man. To be able to be that guy to produce and voice for Six Flags, for that time period when they did open up that roller coaster, it's pretty cool, man. Not everybody can say they did that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Now, next, what equipment normally do you use to perform the job?
I'm sorry, say that again one more time.
What equipment do you use to perform the job?
Nowadays. Really don't need a big studio. It used to be back in the day, you had to go somewhere really professional, had to go to a studio, a full out, probably multi-million dollar studio to get voiceover work done. But, as time has progressed and technology has come so far, I use something as simple as the AT2020 Audio Technica mic, and it's a USB mic, plugs right into my laptop. I use a MacBook Pro 15-inch, And it's an older computer. It's not one of the more recent ones. I've had it since 2008. And then I've got two monitors here on my desk. I've got kind of like a producer's desk. No physical hardware. I don't have any, voice processors that I have to run the mic into. Nowadays, with Mac, I have the program Adobe Audition CC 2017. And, it's really crazy because that program can process your voice and do everything for you. So you don't need any external boxes. Everything can be processed virtually. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, technology is evolving. It's come so far. You can even use an iPhone to do voiceover work if you wanted to. Because I have a couple of apps that do it. Like now to record our interview, I'm using Spreaker Studio on my laptop.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I say for anybody who's wanting to get in the voiceover game, I would say at least get yourself a good decent setup. I mean, you probably don't want to just use your iPhone or just use the mic that's on your MacBook Pro or even your Windows computer. You want to get something that's going to be able to process your voice, or you want to learn how to process your voice. There's a lot of tutorials that you can find on YouTube. Look up, voiceover processing for Adobe or for podcast or whatever it is, whatever the application is that you're creating for. And you can go online and find those tips and tricks on how to make yourself sound super professional and, to where you sound very presentable. Because you got a lot of people out there that will use, an iPhone, but it doesn't come across very, very professional. Granted, technology has come so far, and granted, you don't need a huge full-out studio, but at least you want to at least do the bare minimums to sound, good.
Great. That's right. Now, if you've had any, who have been your biggest voiceover influences?
Oh, man. That's like telling me to pick my favorite cereals. of course, you always got to give it up for the godfather of voiceover, Don LaFontaine, who voiced many of the movie trailers back in the day. Jeff Berlin, I really like his delivery. His delivery is kind of nonchalant. I don't give a kind of attitude, he comes across, he's just a total badass. Rick Party's another a really great voiceover. Pat Garrett, oh man, that guy has like the voice of God. His processing is amazing. How he makes his voice sound the way it does, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's some tips and tricks there, and I'm sure he's got some good pipes already, but Pat Garrett's one. Eric Edwards, another great voiceover. Mark Driscoll, way back in the day, Mark Driscoll, and he still is, I think he's still doing it, very, very talented voiceover. I mean, there's so many people that I can name off that I'm a total voice nerd, and I can go online and listen to these guys, their demos and all that. I can listen for hours. I mean, it really intrigues me,
Yeah, now... Do any of those guys, did they produce voiceovers for cartoons, or which ones are the ones that you listen to the most?
I don't know about any of those guys. Those guys are, what mainly always interested me was radio imaging. So I really like being, and I voice for a radio station down in Corpus Christi right now, and some other ones across Texas. And some online radio stations here and there. I just recently picked up a gig for the UK called Bailaco FM. That's one of their Latin radio stations out there. It's radio imaging is what really interests me. I'm not that I'm opposed to animation, but all those guys that I named up, I don't think they've really done any animation. guys like he's another great voiceover talent. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Any other day I can tell you, but right now. I'll tell you, the guy that does Optimus Prime, he has an amazing voice, and that's the guy that does animation. His name is Peter Cullen. Peter Cullen does the voice for Optimus Prime. I mean, he has a super deep baritone, in the world, kind of voice.
Yeah, that's a deep voice.
He's just amazing, and that's one of the major voice talents, animation-wise, that I've always liked, because he's just a total badass. Now, you're Optimus Prime, it's just, it's a recognizable voice, and he's been
Wow. Now, I know you mentioned one of the most recent projects you produced was the one for Six Flags. Are there any more notable projects that you produce and that you're proud of? Yeah, it sounds like you love radio, because I've always loved radio all my life as well. I've enjoyed listening to country, pop music, and I've enjoyed listening to the DJs talk as well. Yeah, that's a good voice.
You gotta find that range, you know what I mean? It almost sounded more like, it's finding that range in your voice and using it for the proper application. Or, you know, for the times that I do voiceover for corporate stuff, you know, they don't want that deep, dark delivery. They don't want that rumble. They want somebody who sounds very friendly and talks like this. You know, corporate sounds very clear and crisp.
Yeah, and the quality of your voice, yeah, you said it also depends on the setting. Like, you will use a high-pitched voice for cartoons, and that high-pitched voice that you used just now, that sounds great. There's a popular saying out there, always just be yourself and others will recognize who you are.
You can take people that create on YouTube. You know, you see know, that YouTube channel is not going to get as many likes or as many subscriptions and views as the original that started it. For instance, I'll give you an example. Ray William Johnson, there we go, who did Equals 3 on YouTube. You could take that kind of show, and that was one of the biggest rated YouTube channels, I think, ever. And you could take that same formula and try to duplicate it the very same way, and whoever goes and tries to do it, it's not going to come out the same way. So you have to be able to be, my point is, be unique. And if you are going to take something and kind of emulate it, make it your own and switch it up and remix it. And when you do that and you put your own flavor and your own spin onto something, that's what people gravitate to. And it is. You should always be yourself. Even though we get very impressed by watching others and we feel like we just want to do the same thing, still take it if you are going to try to do something similar, but remix it and make it your own.
Makes sense. And also, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced throughout your career, and how did you overcome them? That's right. Being independent means, you're self-directed, you're responsible, for your own self. You basically, if you don't work, you won't make good money. And, it was a great point you mentioned back in 2008. Makes sense when economic times are tough, which they were back in those years, staff were letting a lot of people go. And I know... those times can be tough for everyone.
Right. No, for sure. And, and at the end of the day, though, things change. Things are always constantly transforming. And life is really just all about how you adapt to change. And not only that, but, are you willing to get out there and work? No matter on what level, whether it's going to be in radio, whether it's going to be a voiceover, whatever it is, nothing works unless you do.
Right.
Period.
I got to work. Now, finally, as you go further in your career, what do you hope to accomplish in the future?
I think my ultimate goal is to become one. you know, there are select voices that you hear constantly over radio, over television, voice in trailers. And I want to be one of those repeat voices you hear all the time making seven figures. You know, there's a lot of guys making quite a bit. To give you an idea of, you know, how much money there is in voiceover, as far as even radio imaging, being the voice for a radio station, you know, the stuff you hear in between every single song, in between each song that plays, you know, whether it be, you know, this is Real Country, K99, you know, and it goes into the song, you know, like, here's brand new music, and then you hear Luke Bryan come on, hey, this is Luke Bryan, you know, it's an exclusive right here on K99 Country, you know what I mean, and you hear, you know, that's just the imaging voice, not the DJ, but the imaging voice, you know, some of these guys make $500-$600 a radio station.
Wow.
You know, I think the minimal, and I'm talking about per month, so the minimum, you know, you'd be looking at maybe, I don't know, $250, $300 per radio station, I think. But then you can make as much as $1,500 you know. So you take some of these major voice talents that have been doing it for years, you know, and let's just average out. I mean, we'll take even the bottom end. How about $300? Let's just say $300. Some of these guys are voicing over 100 radio stations. So let's say they were making $300 times, let's just say 100, caller, right? Caller. That's $30,000 a month that
exactly.
They're making residually. Every month,
$30,000. Remind me, send a voice,
they
voice,
they do.
Selected. Missed. Edit. 1, 3, 1, 3, 4, 2, 1, 0.
Sorry, but I think got disconnected.
Yeah, we did get disconnected.
That's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So what were you saying?
But just to give you an idea, I mean, you know, some of these voice guys are making, let's just say, you know, anywhere from $250 to $300 for those smaller radio stations, on up to $1,000, $1,500 a month. I mean, so even if you factored at $300 times 100 radio stations, because a lot of these voice guys are voicing over 100, not just 100, but over 100. You know, at $300 per station, that's a $30,000 paycheck every month. You know, and then multiply that times 12, you know, that gives you what? That's about $360,000 right there.
Wow, that is good money right there for sure.
I mean, that's doctor money, and that's just counting. That's just counting that they're voicing at $300. You know, I mean, even if we factor at $600 average, just kind of find the medium times say 110 radio stations, that's $66,000 a month times 12 puts you at almost, you know, way more than half a million. I mean, $792,000 is what I figured is, even if you factor at $600 per radio station. You know. So to give you just to give you an idea, I mean, of how much money there is in being a successful voiceover artist, you know, and that's my goal. You know, if I made $300,000, I'd be okay. If I was making close to a million, I'd definitely be okay. And that's just radio. That's not counting that these guys are doing 110, 120, 130 radio stations, plus doing television and doing movie trailers and doing. That's just radio. So, to give you an idea, I mean, there's a lot of money out there to get.
There is. There definitely is. And that sounds, well, JD, it definitely sounds like you've had a good career going, and sounds like you love what you're doing. And I've been doing this apprenticeship for about a few months, and I've enjoyed it so far. And this is why I'm doing this interview. It's one of my projects. You know, it's to find out what it's like to be a voiceover artist.
I'm glad you're doing it, man. We all start somewhere. You know, I started out doing overnights on a radio station, for a Spanish radio station at that. It wasn't even like a hip-hop station. It was just doing overnights on the weekends. And I was super stoked to at least be able to do that, you know. And a lot of other guys, you know, I also did board hopping, where I went in and I would just run the board and run commercials for shows. Or for, like, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, here in Texas. You know, Dallas Cowboys would play, and I'd have to go babysit the board. And whenever they would go to commercial, you know, the guys, the announcers at the game, they would say, they would say it in Spanish, so I knew what to listen out for. They would say, comerciales locales. I would always hear that. They said, we're going to go to your local commercials. And I would start, I would hit the commercials, and I would pod them down. So I'd play my commercials, I'd get done with the break, and then I'd bring back the announcers. know, that stuff like that, you know, it's those are opening positions within a radio station, or being part of a promotions team, you know, getting out there and just being there at events, you know, being there at locations, say, you know, whenever they go to car dealerships, or they go to, you know, say Cricket Wireless or Verizon or wherever they're doing a remote from, and passing out T-shirts and stickers and giving away promotional merchandise, you know. There's so many little things that you can do to get your foot in the door, and even if it's an apprenticeship like what you're doing, man, I mean, that's where you start. That's how you do it. But you can't get in it unless you start. So for anybody who's out there looking to achieve a goal of being in radio or broadcasting, I would definitely say just start. Just get out there, put your foot in the door, and then just ride the wave.
Exactly. Ride the wave and go with the flow. Well,
yes, sir. That's what you got to do.
Well, JD, thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview with me. I appreciate you being on the show, and best of luck in your future career.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This has been an exclusive interview on Right Eye Radio of J.D. Gonzalez, a voiceover artist in San Antonio. We'll see you for your next episode of Right Eye Radio. Goodbye. Hello? Hi, Stacy. How you doing? Going great.
Good. What's going on with you?
One second.
Can you hear me?
One second.